everyone, welcome to the Office Podcast. Lighten, how are you doing?
I am good, honey. How are you doing?
I'm good. I want to ask you how your day was, but let's first ask Lilo. Lilo, how are you?
I'm good. Tired?
Tired. Mm. What made you tired? I'm really curious.
Work. It's work.
Is it that bad?
No, it's not that bad. It's good that it kept me busy, but I think today was, I had a packed day. I really had a packed day. I was actually supposed to leave at 1 because I took a half day because I wanted to do other stuff, but I couldn't. So
your life is so busy.
It is.
But you manage it so well.
It's hard, but it's fun.
Life is short. Productive, ne?
Yes.
And it's you love what you do.
I do.
The weekend. Exactly.
More about that later.
Lai walked in here so energetic as always. How was your day?
It was good. Do you know what? Like, I posted something on Instagram today and on Twitter.
Okay.
And
why? That thing.
I want to look. I want to look.
That I don't post. But I realized that I've lost 15 kilos since November.
Oh, I thought you were going to say 15 followers.
15,000 yeah. followers.
That is amazing.
I was just reflecting on my journey and where I was, like, in November and where I am. That's like, awesome. More like mentally and physically. And it's been so good.
It's well done. And it's funny you speak about your wellness and your mental health and your physical health, because we had a wellness day at work today. Well, something similar. They've got like this new wellness program going, so we had like a fitness lady come in, show us how to do exercises at our desk, and we had someone tell us about what food to eat and being aware of our food.
Nice.
Which I enjoyed because I've actually been going on that journey since January, because I know my clothes weren't fitting for most of the time, so I needed to go on. So I loved that. So yes, I'm glad that everyone is healthier, is drinking water, minding their own business, and keeping it flowing. Yeah.
I struggle with sleeping, so I can't. When it comes to wellness, I think I'm not. I struggle with sleeping. Yeah. To a point where, like, not yesterday, the night before, I literally fell asleep at 3 a.m. just because I just could not fall asleep. Yeah. I was in bed tossing and turning till 3 a.m.
No way.
Do you know what the best thing has been for me? It's been exercise.
Yeah, same here.
It literally drives me to sleep, even if I don't want to sleep.
Routine. Okay, guys. So I think we'll have a show on wellness at work and all that stuff. That's actually a good idea. But, as always, Lilo, and I hope, guys, this time, Lilo actually knows the answer.
I did my homework.
You're better.
I hope you know the answer.
Okay.
Let's go.
So, KYC, know your continent.
Yes.
Are you guys ready?
We are ready.
All right.
Lighten's
so, this
ready.
Country, in Africa, used to be called Upper Volta.
Upper Volta?
They do not know.
I don't know that.
They gained, they first gained independence in 1960.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And there was coup after coup in this country, like, right? And then they returned to democracy in 1992.
Okay.
So in terms of location.
Yes.
They are surrounded by Niger to the east.
Oh, Ghana.
Benin to the southeast.
Okay.
Togo and Ghana in the south. Cote d'Ivoire. To the southwest, west, and Mali to the north.
Is the capital city Dakar?
No.
Senegal? No, it's not Senegal.
No. Two last. The Captain Thomas Sankara was appointed the Prime Minister in 1983.
Shucks. Sankara, that is so...
Yeah, I know.
Okay, last one. The capital city, I don't know how to pronounce this name.
Yes.
It's Ouagadougou or something. Ouagadougou.
Okay,
I'm talking about Burkina Faso.
I actually didn't even think
Sankara
of Burkina Faso.
Do you even know that Burkina Faso is a country in Africa?
No, yes. I know it is a country
checking.
In Africa.
Wow. So today we're getting the shade.
We're getting the shade today.
I know something. And the only reason I know Burkina Faso is because of football. Like, you know, you watch AFCON and all of that. So that's literally the only reason.
Well, that's quite interesting, guys.
Yeah.
It is interesting.
That's quite interesting.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so that's it for Know Your Continent. And my co-hosts still suck.
We'll be better. We'll be better, guys.
Exactly.
So, guys, to help you know a bit about the continent, I'm going to challenge you guys to read Lerato Mokgwatle's book.
Is it? Oh, yes. I think I see the Vega.
You spoke about it the other episode.
Is it Vagabond or something? Is that one?
Yes, that one. So I would like for you guys to buy the book.
Yes.
Read it.
Okay.
Once we've all read it, I've only started. I'm on the first chapter. I haven't had time. Let's get her in and talk to her.
Because
she was a journalist.
Yeah.
She is a journalist, and then she left her job and went to travel Africa because she was just. She says in the beginning of the book, she talks about how she was at an event, at an industry event. I think it was like a record label. launching an album or whatever. And she was sitting there like thinking, this can be my life. You know, this whole going to events, meeting all this. And then she just left. She didn't have money. She just left. I could tell from the beginning that this book is going to be super awesome.
Okay, I've seen that on the tier. Vagabond.
So let's buy it. And read it, and then we come invite her in and chat.
That would be lovely.
That would be great.
That would be lovely.
Oh, super. Okay, cool. So as we're getting into the show, we've got office politics. And funny enough, in office politics today, we're dealing with office politics.
Okay.
Amazing.
And what do we have for tea? Are we going to tell them what we're having for tea today?
Yeah, we have. Tea was so juicy this week.
Who are we discussing?
We're discussing. We're congratulating Tisombedu with her lead role, like the first.
Don't tell us what all of it.
Yeah, no, that's gonna.
She's got like a lead role in Hollywood. So gonna get into that, and then a shady tweet.
Actually, why don't we say this, guys? Can you please say this for the tea?
Yes.
Let's get right into it with dealing with politics in office politics.
Okay. Cool,
guys. So, I was reading an article in The Guardian, right? Or rather, let me actually say. Do you know what the real reason why people resign is, or most people, leaving their jobs? So what do you think are the reasons that people leave their jobs?
Mostly because of managers.
Yes.
Ouch. Okay.
Salary.
Okay.
It's usually manager.
Yes.
And it's salary. It's, some not believing that, they will grow in that particular company, but it's mostly those first two.
Shucks,
I think that's painful and that's sore.
Yeah.
But according to The Guardian, an estimated 3/4 of employees say their boss is the most stressful part of their jobs.
Thank you.
And they say going to work is stressful because of their colleagues.
Yes, environment is very important, right?
Which is funny because you never really know until you actually start the job.
Exactly.
Right? But anyway, one may come across situations where they feel like a colleague has stabbed them in the back, or someone tried to sabotage a project, or they just clash with specific colleagues for some reason or the other. So obviously, personalities are different, will always clash, which is normal. Different personalities in any setting or any type of relationship will have some challenges. However, if dealt with incorrectly, it could affect your work environment entirely. And that's why I wanted us to discuss today, how do people actually deal with office politics? There are people who either keep to themselves, which I feel is detrimental to some extent to their development, because people who always keep to themselves, I don't know how often they actually get far
in the company
because they're not out there, they're not speaking to the right people, they just at their desk.
It depends on the type of roles that they are.
Yeah,
exactly.
There are some roles that don't require you to even that you can still progress even though you hold back. I'm thinking already of IT, roles
where
you just need to punch in the code and you don't have to.
Do you know what though concerns me about that is that as much as you are, all you're doing is punching codes, leadership is not only a technical skill. It's also
it's a
people skill. It's an EQ skill. So and most times actually you hire people to tell you what to do or to give you the solutions. So, I've always, it's only recent that I have these sort of revelations after undergoing coaching and going on to leadership courses that I fully understand that as much as leadership is a technical skill, it is more of a human being skill more than anything. If I can get my team to believe in the vision or to believe in my dream or what I have for the department or the division, then I feel like I can actually get them to just get the job done.
Yeah, I think also being a leader is less about the technical.
Yeah.
So the higher up you go, the corporate ladder, the less you need to actually do the technical. It's more about the human interactions and all of that, more leadership than the actual technical.
Have you ever dealt with such a situation before?
Yeah, I completely agree. Because I led a team and I found out that there's certain things that I've needed to work on because I'm more of I keep to myself at work and I do my work and I communicate with the team, but then there's a different kind of communication and a different ways of approaching things that you need to be cognizant of with a team. So you need to know your team members. You need to know what their triggers are. You need to know how to approach them. You need to know, even if they have done something that needs to be reprimanded or corrected, let me say, you need to know how to bring it up without antagonizing them or how to bring it up in the most sensitive way, depending on what they're going through or what kind of personality that they have. So don't know, I just, like, to what to echo what Lelo said, I just found out that it's actually a lot of knowing, identifying what are the elements that I need to change, or rather add on to what I already have, so that I can serve the role in the best way possible.
But I mean, how would you guys react to someone who you think is a colleague, or you thought, or you were close with, or you're working with, finding out that they'd probably like sabotaged your project or something that you were working on? How would you guys deal with that?
Yeah, I guess how you deal with it also depends on the type of environment that you guys work in. You could, I would obviously encourage people to address those kind of things so that it's brought to the light, it's discussed, and so that it doesn't happen again. But I don't know. So it depends on also how safe is the not really safe, but how open is the relationship between you and the manager in the team to be able to address the situation. So, but you obviously have to bring it up. Yeah. I mean, why would people sabotage? Because when they sabotage your project, it's not your personal project, it's a work related thing. So it's something that they could be disciplined for if it actually if it can actually be proven that the sabotage was intentional.
Yeah.
So I would bring it up, definitely. I also don't think people should resign before trying to address things, because that's not growth. You go to, and you leave this company because there was an issue, and you go to another company, there's still gonna be issues there.
Yeah.
So you're gonna keep resigning every time there's an issue.
Yeah.
You know what the thing about it, when you that issue, I've seen a lot of people now say, no, when are they resigning, because it's the environment is what and it's toxic and it's not conducive, and I'm trying to figure out if that is how. And then I saw someone else comment how they've done that with every job that just doesn't work for them. They just quit with every job that just with the environment just doesn't work. So then I thought to myself, okay, cool. So if every single time you feel that an environment is toxic or it's not conducive, are you going, like, what does that say about you and your resilience? Then are you resilient enough? And then what's the point of, what's the point if you're going to keep jumping jobs because, you know, they hit the fan or the environment?
And when Anjinjalo, you just happen to be in toxic environments, maybe the problem is somewhere closer.
That's what
to
I
home.
Always say. Like, after a couple of times, you're like, let's, like, you know, let's look at other people in this equation. And I feel like that's sometimes something that people don't do. And I know a few people that every time they resign from a job, there's always like this whirlwind drama. And I had a conversation with them the other time. I was like, but babe, like, you know what? It's been the last 10 jobs, eh? It's like, at some point, there's a common denominator. And you know, sometimes you might not actually realize that you actually
the problem.
And not to say that you're the problem, maybe you're not approaching things in the right way or in a way that makes it conducive for you to stay at a certain place. And like what you guys just said now is that I think you should bring your problems up front and try to resolve them and actually give solutions. Like, I always say to people that every time I've got an issue at work, I always go to my managers with a solution.
Nice.
Yeah, true.
I like that.
Exactly.
True. I like that.
You cannot go and like
bash something
or like moan about it without even giving them like an option to say, well, maybe we should do it like this. And then they will say if they agree or disagree or build on whatever you've laid the foundation for. So I think that's very, very important.
So do you guys participate in office gossip?
It happens.
Ahore, Lighten.
At different levels.
Lighten always comes to work late. Lighten buys that food at Woody's.
Okay, I don't participate in that because of the type of work that I do. No, because of the type of work
do. Okay. So, it doesn't allow you to, or?
I do. All those discussions come to me at some point.
Oh, okay. Now we're giving you
up. It's in a different area. It's in a different way. Yeah, not in a gossip type of way.
Yeah. But it's a report. Yeah, so, you know, the reality, because my thing is, as much as we can tell people, oh no, don't gossip at work, we're humans.
Yeah.
It happens. We have that gossip section of this podcast because there is such a thing as
the office.
It's just part of the office culture.
Yeah.
Ish, guys.
But like, I get what you're saying though, in terms of like, people gossiping about each other at work. Like, there's certain things that are not necessary, I feel like if it's malicious and all of that.
Can it ever not be malicious though?
Yeah, sometimes it's like, girl, like, she needs to dress better.
That is malicious.
It's not malicious. Sometimes it's true. Sometimes people
dress better.
Dress
according
better.
To who?
No, but honestly, like, protocol. points in case, there was somebody that I used to work with at a Christmas party. Came, we had like, it was by the beach, and she came to a Christmas party wearing like, and I understand they said like, it's beachy vibes, you need to know.
No, I'm sorry, if you do a beach vibe type theme for a work event, yeah, what do you expect?
No, but then you cannot come wearing a thong swimsuit. There's like,
no, there was no rule there to, how do you even do, who came, whose right idea was it to say, to think of swimwear, beach, for a work event. I mean, really.
But it was a Christmas party.
No.
It was a Christmas party.
So then you can't blame people for coming with their thongs and whatever.
No, you said, you can still wear like a swimsuit and it's wrong and like be respectful.
Yeah, yeah.
And like the
me,
worst
I would
thing,
come with my belly out there and it's fine.
No, it was just, yeah, yeah, but
imagine Gavin on the work, yeah, and then you say though, beach. Oh, what kind
then,
of company?
So then do you then restrict people from, you know, there's guys, I don't know. Yeah. But like a work event, because that's where some of the gossip also, yeah, comes from. The work events and how people getting get drunk.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And then people and like
some
pass
get
out,
kissing each other there in front of everyone, forgetting they are married.
There's always that.
Mm-hmm. So I mean, it's things like that, and it's natural. So what do we then say? Because I personally, I'm not going to tell people don't gossip at work, because like
no, but I would just be careful of staying away from yeah, that, mm, and knowing that as much as they gossip about other people to you, they will also gossip about you.
Yeah.
So ways there. So just know you can't trust. Don't open yourself up to anything.
Yes.
Listen and move on.
Guys,
obviously you can't be saying no, don't gossip. I don't know, but just, yeah, remove yourself from such situations or don't allow it to continue.
Shucks. Yeah, no, it's not. That's a tricky one. Okay. Anyway, guys, but how do we then tell people to navigate in the office politics? So, yeah, so some say that go at it alone, but I also find that is
contradictory.
Yeah, I don't think that works, because the reality is you do have to engage with your colleagues. You do have to go out for coffee, for
so
lunches.
Much time they've
but done. Do you guys consider colleagues friends?
No.
Well, I think, look, some people it depends on connections. You can, mm-hmm, meet a friend anywhere, literally. Mm-hmm. You can meet friends anywhere. So I don't close myself off to the fact that I could have a colleague who becomes a friend.
Yes. Mm.
So it happens either way. You don't control it. But I guess, just know your boundaries, I guess.
Yes.
That's a tricky one.
Yeah.
Because it can overlap. But nonetheless, some say don't sink to the other person's level. So if someone's gossiping about
absolutely
you at work,
absolutely,
or, absolutely. But you know, yes, and we know that. But if you can avoid those situations, and if someone comes to you, just probably nod and be like, don't lie. Did that happen? Because it comes up back and it could come back and bite you in the ass.
Absolutely. Because also, if you're now aspiring to be a leader, do you want to be the leader? Are you going to be a leader when you are known
yes,
in the office as a gossip?
Yeah.
Also,
no. So,
because people obviously won't trust you.
Yes, I think also people forget about the personal brand that they have to build in the office. So if your personal brand is being a gossip monger, then carry on.
And that also just to add on what Lelo said, there's a lot of things affect a lot of things, like mm-hmm, your promotion, your mm-hmm potential, like if you want to go study and then you want them to pay for you, like, you know, those kind of things. It's like they play into a lot of things. Yeah.
That makes sense. And then for the ones that are always like worried about people snitching on them about not working or whatever the case is, always document your time. So I'm in consulting and we have to document timesheets and our time spent. So we always make and just to cover yourself. So rule number one, I think, in any job is to cover your ass. Either in email.
I hate environments where I have to cover my ass.
I think any environment is required, because you never know who you're dealing with. I mean, even in an organization of 4,500 people, you don't know if Lighten might just blame you for not... Yeah. You don't know if Lighten might just blame you or throw you under the bus for not...
Yeah.
For not getting something done, where actually you guys had a conversation on the phone and you agreed on something. And then the next thing, how now you're getting flagged for something that could have, you know, that could have been avoided. Mm. So, unfortunately, even if you don't like it, my advice is always to cover your ass, guys.
Yeah.
And also and I know we just said now that we don't consider colleagues as friends, but it does happen sometimes.
Yes.
But also, I think what it does happen is people need to sometimes create alliances or legions or whatever the case is. So not in a sense that you're going to fight people, whatever.
Yeah,
but have that someone or have that person that you can at lunchtime offload to.
But I think
if you're feeling pressure, if you're not feeling great or whatever, because
it helps to have
to yourself.
Yeah.
That's not always. And you know, there's someone that I work with that I notice keeps to themselves quite a lot. And sometimes it's hard because you can't read the person per se. But I then noticed after, you know, after working with her on a project that she's so smart and she's actually a great person. Yeah. She just needs you to...
To pull it out of her
by bringing her closer.
Some people are like that.
Inviting her into the meetings, asking her what's your opinion on a topic. So even if you are a leader, when you do identify those people, I think it's always a good idea to try and bring them closer to you, or to just to ask them, hey, let's go out for a coffee. What are you doing at lunch? Do you want to take a walk, or can you work with me on this project, or can you do research for me, or whatever the case is. So those are one of the things. But guys, overall, what are your lessons then from dealing with office politics in general?
For me, is that if you have an issue, always raise it and always come up with a solution.
Fair enough.
And also try not to take things personally. And I feel like sometimes if you did a crappy job. It's not about you personally. You might be a beautiful person, but if you're slacking, you're slacking.
Yeah, and don't take it personally. Taking stuff personally, feedback personally doesn't work.
Yeah.
Lelo, what are your thoughts?
No, I think just leave the gossip at home, hey?
Yeah.
I think it's... especially gossip about your colleagues.
Colleagues, exactly.
Just always about your person... Think about your personal brand. Yeah. What are you getting... What do you want to get out of being in this environment? Do you want to grow, or do you just want to carry on, just come get your salary and go home? So I think those are the things people need to
think about.
And you must remember that there are sessions... If people are looking at you. You never know who's watching. And I mean, companies have got things about top talent, who are the people that we want to groom for the future, and all of that comes into play.
Yeah, exactly.
There you go.
Completely agree.
Mm. Well, thank you guys for talking about office politics and office politics. I'm thirsty.
I want some
tea. Okay. It's tea time with Lighten. So we're thirsty, guys, and I want Lighten to let us know, what are we having with our tea today?
Guys, the tea was so hot this week. Actually, not even this week, the last 2 days, it's been like really, really, really piping hot. But let's start with Scoop Makatini, aka Siyabonga Ngwekazi. So Siyabonga clearly had a bit of a breakdown on Twitter yesterday and over being cheated on by the girlfriend. I like him. Or allegedly, guys.
Allegedly. Yeah,
yes, because we don't know if it's true or not, but I'm a ham. Anyways, that's not the point. But he went on like on
Twitter tirade.
Like, if you thought Kanye was worse, Scoop yesterday dethroned Kanye West. And what do you guys think about the whole thing?
Firstly,
I know you guys alerted me on it.
So I had actually gotten home late from school, right? So I get home on WhatsApp and I'm seeing these tweets from Lelo. And I'm like, what the hell is going on?
Yeah.
So then I then go and I search how he had deleted some of the stuff. And I'm like, what is going on? And the lady in question, I had seen her, you know, on social media before, and
she's
seen her pictures.
She's gorgeous. So
gorgeous. But I didn't know she was his girlfriend.
Yeah.
So that was funny to watch. And I just felt like, oh my gosh. Oh, and then I was like, okay, cool. Is this a promo for her shop or something like that?
Yes, that's coming out, because that's what people thought.
But guys, my first reaction was a laugh. Like, I was laughing.
Yeah.
And I think it's the meanest thing to do ever, to laugh at someone's pain. But I think what was the funniest was him coming back and telling us that he was hacked.
Yeah, no, it definitely wasn't hacked. Mm-hmm. And I don't know how, like, Casper and Yves and other celebrities were like, on
just
some,
that
oh, guys,
hacked.
Yeah, I know he was hacked. I'm like, we don't think so.
No, we don't think so.
That sounded very personal. And for me, what was even funnier is when tweets from way back when were resurfacing on how he was basically saying that, you know, if you're dating him, just know that you're not for kids.
Exactly.
And you're not the only one.
See, so, now you've tested your medicine.
Yes, boo. That is one.
It pains me, shame, because I really like Scoop.
Yes.
I think he's
amazing. A great guy.
I think he's one of the most talented people in this industry. But when it comes to his personality, I actually do love his crazy personality.
Yeah.
But there's this thing that happened yesterday. It was just proof that men can't handle breakups.
Yes. No.
They can't. Like, they can't handle a little
expect
flu.
Us
exactly.
To.
Yes.
Yes.
No, they're very good at
it. So we must handle childbirth.
Mm. Exactly.
We must handle their lies. And everything else that comes with it. Yet they can't handle a simple breakup.
They can't.
Do you know what, like, what stood out for me in this whole scenario? Is that how men, particularly, seem to have such a bigger problem with being cheated on, but women need to accept it.
And big as hell.
And it's just exact. And it's such a crazy thing, because that's what, like, when somebody mentioned it online and she said, you know, I've never rejoiced seeing a man's heartbreak like I was doing right now. And I know it's like, it's really mean, but then I get where she's coming from, that it's like a lot of girls go through this every time. And he was, in his old tweets, clearly he was the one who was like, you know what, you're joining the queue and whatever. But then if roles are reversed and I'm going to cry foul. And I know it's like, it's not like the best situation.
But like also, but again, also, what's that girl's name? The rugby player girl's name? The one?
Rachel.
Rachel. He pulled a Rachel on us. Like
He actually did.
He pulled a Rachel. So what must we do? Like what should we do about it?
What
so
he's like, I loathe you. You were the worst person I've ever met.
And then
this girl now. Now, today she came back, ne? She posted this amazing picture of herself. And
in
Calvin
Klein.
She's like, be still, Malomo. No, not in this.
Oh, I saw that.
Be still, Malomo. No clap back or retort to your detractors is worth it. Be content to play the game that is being a strong, independent black woman. Those that love me, I love you. Those that loathe me, I love you too.
I love her. I think no, I like her. Shade. I stand.
And people were like, yes, Khoza Queen.
Yes, Vivian.
I stand.
No, I
stand. Finish
him. Hey, that was other shade, hey? But you know what I liked about Scoop, though?
Yes.
He addressed his person. He didn't address the rest of us telling us to go and find people, like other people who come on and ask us
that, like,
to help find cheating lovers or whatever.
When did he lose the number of his person to address her?
Rather
just
than us.
Exactly.
I think he blocked her.
We don't
I think he might have blocked her. But then also what I found funny was he was talking about how he got hacked and it's his birthday. And then I go on Google and I'm like, Siyanga guy's birthday. And his birthday was on the 16th of March. And it's April. Like, Siya, I'm sorry, babe, but please do take your L. This is not it.
No.
And guys, if you are going through, personally, I always believe, for me, and this is a personal thing, if I go through a heartbreak or anything of that sort, I actually just, I'll vent with my friends, whatever the case is. But I'm not going to go on social media now and like, have these long threads and start bitching
at
people. And it's not.
And also it's like, you don't want to be walking around going to buy bread tomorrow morning and everybody knows what happened.
Yeah, you're that person who can't handle a breakup. Oh, guys, that's a zona, hey?
So I guess the lesson is to keep your things to yourself. Do not tell us, aka Scoop and Rachel.
Yes.
That's been what?
Because
I'm Rachel.
Yes. Rachel Collins, because she's always telling us things that we don't need to know. Yes, that Rachel.
Yeah, no, please. Okay.
Exactly. So we don't want to know. But moving swiftly along to the next topic.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, guys, I was shooketh by this thing. So, you know, my ultimate fav person, like my next to Oprah kind of person, Kanye Jomo. It's being taken has been taken to the CCMA by 60 employees of what is formerly known as Ndalo Media. So here's the tea. So you all know that Ndalo Media closed down doors because of some financial troubles last year, right?
This year seems to have moved so recently,
apparently, Kanye went off to liquidate the company Ndalo Media into Ndalo TME, which means that if you liquidate a company, it basically means that the people that have been retrenched are getting less severance than they would have, because investors will get paid first. And then that's where the drama occurred. But also it was the drama because the people hadn't been paid salaries that were owned. And now it seems like people couldn't even claim for their unemployment
insurance fund.
No,
because
when it comes to
pension funds, apparently
UIF and pension
fund,
because it wasn't being paid. So for me,
guys, I'm so disappointed.
I am so disappointed. I'm like, I can't even. You know, I tried to, when I was reading all the news, I was like, you know, it can be that. And then I spoke to people who know people, and they were like, "Oh, we haven't been paid." So,
people that used to work there.
Yeah, exactly. So it's so.
I'm so disappointed that it had to get to this point.
Yeah.
That it had to be Kanye as well.
Exactly.
And then it had to be her as well, you know. Because we're trying so hard to, and as black people, to almost, you know, push boundaries, make things work, you know, inspire the young China guys to kill their industries or their, you know, the industry that they're operating in. And then this comes and then it's just like, wow.
I'm just curious to find out about like what triggered all of this.
What happened?
So, because you know, when this whole thing about her closing down Ndalo Media came out, there was the part about that they lost their SAA in-flight contract.
Yeah.
And therefore, as a result, so it's like, because we know Vele magazines don't sell, they don't make a lot of money from sales.
Yes.
So that type of injection from SAA was quite. But now, was it the only thing really that was carrying that entire company?
It seems. And obviously, it was a constant. Books, yes. But yeah.
And it was a constant. And if you think about it, that's like a lot of copies, a lot of advertising getting into that. So that was holding. It was almost like it was keeping the company afloat.
Sure.
And then losing that would have meant like a lot of people also get you know, retrenched
I would think people who are, you know, who have that much business acumen already know that you cannot rely on one contract to sustain your business.
So this takes me back to our discussion about MBAs.
Yes.
And so this was a Harvard one, isn't it?
Yes, it was a Harvard one.
I just think so it's okay to get the qualification, but even with the qualification, there's still a lot of things that that determine success. So it's not about the qualification alone. Therefore, because you have a exactly. I don't know if she was doing an MBA from the or whatever she was doing. Mm. If she was doing now this MBA from Harvard, it doesn't guarantee success. There's still a lot of business is a different beast altogether.
Exactly.
So I don't know. I'm just thinking about our conversation.
And I mean, Texas, because even SARS wasn't getting their money as well.
Even SARS.
Yes.
Guys.
So I don't know what's going on there. So like, there must be more to it than meets the eye.
Texas were not being paid. It says, what allegedly is going on. So yeah,
I wonder if there's an underlying story here that we don't know of, and we're just being kept for that
interview.
Yes,
but I wonder. Do our interview if Oprah was here, I'll say Oprah can do it. But who would do that interview with Kanye Lomo if Kanye Lomo was?
Has she actually taken accountability?
Do you think Leanne Manners would?
I don't know.
Leanne Manners.
I feel like we need a sister.
You?
She is going to be like pointing out, you did not pay those people.
Ready, but,
maybe Ready actually might be, you know, she will be more open, but also like take her to task where she needs to take her to task.
I don't think she's going to do it though.
Yeah.
She'll probably do a tell-all book or whatever at some point.
I don't know.
No, but what's the thing? She didn't appear at CCMA, by the way. Or her lawyers appeared.
So,
exactly.
Yeah, guys, this is sad. I think it will unravel. The story will unravel.
I think it should, because this is really sad.
Mm. Yeah, it's really sad. And like, for me, you know, when Ndalo Media closed, I took it very personally because for me,
it was a disappointment for all of us.
It was a disappointment because it's like, not Kanye. It's like not when they just introduce Elle magazine, not when they're partnering Project Runway
the thing,
essay.
Because you know? That had just happened.
Exactly. And then I was like, I was looking forward to see how Elle was going to form under like, you know, her leadership. And it was doing, for me, like in terms of the content and the covers, I was doing really well. I'm sure the sales, you know, being the magazine industry,
people will have a lot to say about that part.
Yeah, exactly.
Because I don't think everybody was on the same page about that.
Yeah.
And I'm still getting Destiny emails. So who's sending
this? They're still doing the online thing.
Online thing.
Oh, so
yes.
They're
just like.
So I hope those people are getting paid.
Yeah, apparently there are also people that were taken over to this new team that are also not being paid. So,
okay,
for
I think
me,
let's just...
though, it's like if you haven't been paid for 3 months, girl, you must have money because how are you surviving?
I wouldn't have survived.
Like,
I'm so poor. But anyway, guys.
But I hope the Ndalo Media team is going to get, like, you know, what they deserve, what is owed to them. And hopefully something explains this whole thing with Kanye. Like, I still hope for the best. And hopefully it's all good news all around for everybody.
I hope people get their monies, their pension funds, their EUIF.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Because that's,
it's tough.
That
is, and I think, you know what, guys? We need a new breed of new black excellence. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, exactly.
Come on, guys. So start your businesses. You know, do the most at work. We need a new breed now, because I think the old
guys. And surround yourself with people that will support you. If you're not strong with managing finance,
get somebody,
partners that will help you.
Use your networks. Yeah.
But that's the thing. It's always the key thing is always hiring people who are good at what they do.
That you trust, though.
Exactly, and that you trust. And speaking of excellence and black excellence, guys. Drum roll. So congratulations to Tisombedu. She has been casted to star in Barry Jenkins' adaptation of The Underground Railway in America. It's going to be on Amazon, and she's going to be the lead actress. Guys, this
Girl.
Is big. She's
well going to
be the first lead from Africa on like a US like network show.
So wait,
well,
was,
it's
was,
not really a network
was
show.
Was Pearl
but it's on Amazon,
not a lead
show.
On that other thing that she was on? No. Was
Priyanka Chopra was the lead. Pearl was supporting.
Okay, supporting. Yeah. Oh, that's nice.
Yeah, so
it's really amazing.
It's so amazing. I'm so happy for her. You know, she's been nominated for Emmys twice, and I'm so happy that she got this one.
She definitely deserves it.
She is a brilliant actress. Yeah. And I also like that she's not overexposed, so I feel like I don't know her outside of her work.
Yes, exactly.
And which is always great to do that. But you know, there's always like a little shade in town when we have tea. So you know, my fave, my girl.
Who's your fave?
Nomzamo Mbatha tweeted, I'm going to paraphrase the tweet. She tweeted something about how, you know, she auditioned for the role and congratulating Tsitsin Bedu, and that makes the loss such that much sweeter, finding out that she actually got the role. And she got dragged on Twitter.
Okay, let's read the tweet and see if she was rightfully dragged.
Yes.
What does it say?
The tweet says, "When I auditioned and found out I was pinned for this role, I couldn't stop jumping with excitement. Now finding out that a deserving homegirl got it makes the loss so sweet. Congratulations, Tuso. I know you will do Cora so much justice. Barry Jenkins, this is amazing."
Exactly.
It was not necessary.
So yeah. Cora is the lead character, by the way.
Oh, okay.
It was not necessary.
It was not necessary. And for me, it was like she could, you know,
you
I understand
need to
sometimes.
Yourself
exactly.
Into that situation.
Yeah.
No, not at all. Congratulate.
Like a homegirl.
Congratulate and live it.
Yeah.
I feel like we don't need to know that you were pinned. I don't even know what pinned is. I'm guessing they put you there, they auditioned, and then you're shortlisted.
Yes. I think she was shortlisted. She was shortlisted. Yes, that's what she meant.
Put you there and stuck a pin.
Yes.
And stuck a pin through your forehead on the wall.
Yeah.
So we didn't need to know all of that.
Wow.
Just congratulate.
Yeah, that was. And I mean, Nomzamo has won so much. Like, she's getting a lot of wins, and we're proud of her, whatever. So chill, sis.
It wasn't necessary. And I think my issue with it was mainly, it's like, if you're going to congratulate and leave it there, or if you're going to share your audition journey, share your audition journey.
That's it.
But the whole, like, sharing your audition journey and then congratulating, because unfortunately, people will always compare. And like, people will think when they watch it, they'll think, oh, what if Nomzamo did this? You know, like it's not really cool.
And yeah,
luckily
yeah.
in this case, Tuso, I think, is going to slay it better.
No, she always
not that
I'd
like,
she always
we actually shouldn't
it.
Even be comparing.
Yeah, no, we
so
shouldn't compare. They're like two different
Tuso's shine,
of, yeah, exactly.
Shine girl, and then other home girl can be busy, you know, saving the world because she's saving the world now or something like that. She's doing a lot of humanitarian.
I think she deleted the tweet because she knows
exactly.
that she was.
And
just
I was about to say that it's because when you delete something, it always says a lot. And you know, it was I believe that it was like an error in judgment. I don't think like it was she even thought that it would come across that way.
She probably didn't.
Maybe yeah. she's getting too big-headed.
I guess we learn from our mistakes. Now she knows that next time, just congratulate. Don't insert yourself into someone
exactly.
else's
role. Yeah.
Be humble. Sit down.
Be humble.
Sit down. That's what I was thinking of.
Guys, stop.
Sit down.
We might need to pay for this song.
We are singing it. Be humble.
No, guys, music rights.
Oh, there's music rights.
No, we're not paying the actual song.
Oh,
no.
But also,
anyway,
the
Rob will pay.
Okay. You heard that, Rob. Anyway,
guys. That was it for this week. Exciting stories. Congratulations to Tuso.
Yes.
Scoop, please leave us out of it.
Yes, we're at the dark unit.
We need to know more about this Kanye drama story. And
yeah,
good luck to people at Ndalo Media or former Ndalo Media stuff.
Anyway,
that's a wrap, guys.
Thank you,
what are we doing?
Thank you for the tea.
Office.
Now we're going to take a bit of a break. And I think it's time to put out of office, guys. And then, plus it's a long weekend. So, Lele's gonna hit us with that. And what are we chatting about today?
Komunat.
Cool. There you go. We We're back, guys, and that was Lighten with the juice. The tea was always hot, and we love it. So, guys, remember when you go for your tea time, just please go back to your desk in time. Don't spend too much time at outside or smoking.
But smokers, guys, they cheat us. Smokers, every now and again, they're outside. Tina, we must be working there.
Sorry, just to go off topic before you get into out of office. Do you know there's a rule? Like, I think it's being in the UK or the US. They want to implement it where smokers need to take less leave days because they spend a lot of time.
I've heard about that.
Or get cuts their, or their salaries get impacted by.
Yeah, because they're always outside. Yeah, but anyway, that's a, I think that's a conversation for another day.
Lelo. Some of you, some go to smoke, some go to gossip, some go to have tea,
some are just lazy.
A lot. I don't know, there's like different things, man.
Some go to the mall that works for
some. Some every now and again they're on Twitter. So we all have vices.
We all have vices. So I think we should be
fair. As much as I'm saying you smokers or whatever, but I think we all have.
True.
Exactly.
Lelo.
Okay, out of office.
Yes.
Guys, so this past weekend I went to Port Elizabeth. Oh my God. First of all, I didn't even think I was going to be excited with PE.
Okay.
So I've got this group of ours. We call ourselves like South Africans Travel Too. So we literally just want to travel and show people that travel is accessible, it's affordable, and it's not only reserved for the elite.
Yes.
So we've been to a couple of places like your Vic Falls. We've been to Lesotho, and then I can't remember where else, but now, I don't remember actually. Yeah. And then now we went to, we went to Mozambique as well.
Okay.
Yes. So now we went to PE this weekend. So we partnered with, Eastern Cape Tourism.
Yes.
We partnered with, Radisson Blue. For accommodation. And then SA Express flew us there. It was just the most amazing experience. I went there with, low expectations. Because I've been to PE before and I was just like, So what I actually learned out of this trip is that we must not always rely on ourselves and Google to explore places.
Okay.
There is value in using tour companies.
Mm.
Those people know more than what we do.
Exactly.
Okay, no, I mustn't say that about Google because Google is a company. I love them. I worship them. But I'm just saying sometimes when it comes to research, it's good to locals. You see so much more with someone who's in that place and who's explored.
Who understands the culture.
Yes. So that was the value of, because when they asked us if we wanted a tour guide or not.
Yes.
And I said, yes, let's have a tour guide. Mm-hmm. So they put together an itinerary for us, sent through, and we're like happy. So it was really, really amazing. So we went to, we took like a Reggae Chatter, they call themselves Reggae Chatter's Marine Safari. So they do like, marine tours.
Marine tours, yes.
So you go on this cruise to see whales and dolphins and penguins.
Oh, lovely.
That was amazing. Yeah. So we were so, so lucky. We got to see the southern right whale, which is not supposed to. Oh, God. That was just amazing. Guys, you must check out my post on at Miss Lelo B to see the videos where we saw the whale and how it was just.
Was it not supposed to be there?
No. It was not the time for it to. They usually get spotted around like, I think from August onwards. I think it has something to do with the time of the year
and
their babies and all of that. And the weather and all of that. So it was just an amazing experience. And have you ever seen a whale live?
No.
See?
No,
so it was just one of those things. Even like some people have not even seen dolphins.
Okay, I think I've seen dolphins. Yeah. Come on,
We went to KZN and probably I haven't seen it.
So,
but have you ever seen it in the ocean actually just playing? And they are just, those things are so awesome.
Oh, lovely.
It's so beautiful. And now they followed us around.
Yes.
It was
and
really
they're like
amazing.
Dancing and
And then we went to this island. I think it's Saint Croix, whatever island.
Yes.
And the penguins are there. Oh God!
Oh wait, is there so the island? Is there like building structures in the island?
There is. There is two building structures, but we can't get off.
Because it's now
a protected area. You can't get off and be on the island because apparently there are two structures, building structures, like houses where these Portuguese used to live in the 1940s I don't know if it's 1940s or 1840s, but those two structures that have been there forever. And then these penguins just live there. But apparently now they're what's this endangered species because of? They used to be like, I think they used to be like 22,000 and now it's less than that. It was really, really just an amazing, amazing experience.
It looked amazing.
Do you have like the round figure what one would have, you know, paid.
Probably
to get
I think it was like 950 per person for that tour. For that
trip. That's not bad, guys.
And it's about three hours.
Oh wow!
You get onto the boat. Obviously, yes. Go around, and then as you see these,
And there are refreshments.
There are refreshments, but it's okay. Just snacks and a drink. And it's early morning, and we got that like 8:30 or whatever, and then we went for 3 hours, and then came back. So it was really, really amazing. I would recommend you guys do it. But now, because of the time of the year, it's gonna get cold.
Colder,
if you don't mind the cold. Cool, but I would recommend that you do it much
when it's
later
warmer.
when it gets warmer. Yeah, so look, for us it was not so bad, but it's gonna get colder, so I wouldn't do it at that point. So that was that, and then we also went something else I've never seen in PE. I didn't even know we had sand dunes in PE.
I saw you on the, that was the first thing that I saw, like, and I thought you actually went somewhere else.
I was also confused, but
Elizabeth, so this place is called Colchester, and the nearest town is PE. I think it was about half an hour, whatever drive.
Okay.
To get there.
What?
So yeah. So I was like, man, what? So there's
guys, the PE, they never show you. You guys don't show us these things.
So we were like sandboarding there.
Oh, lovely!
It was really an amazing experience.
No, I'm sold.
So we got to this place. I think it's Sunday's River Adventures, the company that where we booked to go and do this. So we got the like a short river cruise.
Yes.
To get to this. To these sand dunes. So it was really, really
This was like your
that is awesome. Yeah.
No, I'm
that
sold on PE. I've never actually visited it before.
So now there's that. I mean, it's not just about, because I've always been like, what's there to do in PE?
Yeah, because also even when the guys from there or people from Eastern Cape go home or whatever the case is,
they don't show us.
Parties and stadiums
and Cubana.
And that's it. And then, but even the restaurant that we went to for dinner one of the nights. So the one other place we went to, the first I think it's called Something's Good. It's like a beachfront type place. Bad service. The food was good. It's just basic food, really. Yeah. Casual if you want a pizza or just a normal steak. Mm. But the service is like super, super slow. And the thing about it is the day after we went there, at the hotel, I spoke to one lady who works at the hotel, and I was asking her where nice places that we should go. So she mentioned that place, Something's Good. And then she said, but the service there is bad. I was like, well, I'm glad to hear it from someone from here. Because I thought I was just being
about it. Yeah.
But yeah, so the service wasn't that great. And then we went to another restaurant the night after. I think it's called, I forgot what it was, but it was a brewery something.
Yes.
I think it's whatever's brewery. I forgot the name. That was amazing. It was very packed.
Yeah.
I think it was like a hip type place because they're very popular. Yeah. I also liked the vibe, and they always have live music there. So that was
lovely.
Really, really cool. I love that. But also another highlight, we went to the Addo Elephant National Park.
Yes.
Seeing the animals. Beautiful.
They're not captured or anything.
No, they're not captured. Exactly. It's all natural. They in their natural habitats, and guys, it was just beautiful. I love you know anything that has to do with nature.
Yes,
I need to go to the
Kruger. I've never been to the Kruger.
I lost in grade 3.
I also have been once and I've never gone back.
So that's all about PE, guys. Cool. There's more.
I'm convinced,
I really think you guys should.
I think the people from there don't sell it as well as they
Absolutely.
I'm definitely going to give PE a try. Yeah. Even if I just only want to take St. John's pictures.
Yeah.
You know, we do the most of the gram.
Yes. So definitely PE must see destination.
Yeah,
and it's right here in
exactly.
Desktop, guys.
Your backyard,
So if you've got desktop days.
What did I say? Desktop. It's in our desktop. Flip.
It could be on your desktop screen. Thank you, Lele, for out of office.
Thank you, guys. So you know, I mean, if you've got long weekends like we have this weekend, then chances are you want to book yourself something like that.
Exactly.
So
absolutely.
Plan.
And the Radisson Blue is really amazing.
Oh, lovely.
Around the world, the Radisson Blue.
It's actually quite. The standard is quite.
They just need to do something with their lifts. The whole hotel has two lifts, and you wait forever for a lift. But other than that, I'm not supposed to complain because I didn't pay, but thank you guys. No, it was really, really awesome. Yeah, it's
honest
just
feedback.
Honest, that was the only thing. Other than that, the staff is friendly, the breakfast is good, it looks
the
beautiful
views,
the rooms me a beautiful room with a nice view.
Exactly.
So that was amazing.
Thank you Lelo, that was out of office, guys. I think it's time for us to go. Thank you guys so much for listening. And thank you to everyone actually who's started listening and who's posting.
Yes,
do we have
shout-outs
for this week? Yes, no, I've got a shout out. We've got Zama, who said she loves our podcast and she enjoys
thank
it.
Thank you, Zama.
And she hasn't actually started working yet, but she's already feeling like she's, you know, getting herself equipped
getting
for the
good,
work.
Good feedback from us.
Exactly. So thank you, Zama, for listening.
Thank you, Zama, for listening. I've got a shout out for Malerato, Mofakeng. And she just started listening to you, and then she loved the first episode and she thought it was like relevant to her. So,
and Masedi as well has been inspired to travel alone as well. So thank you, Masedi.
Oh, yes. Oh, I hope you're booking. I saw that too.
I have one shout out. Yes. I got a DM from Beatmaker saying that I enjoyed the first episode. Quite saucy, dope features, well structured, and you drive well.
Thank you, guys. I think that was a good episode.
Yeah, we'll catch you guys at the next episode. Episode Lelo Lighten hashtag yes guys hashtag the office podcast. Please guys, we want to actually chat to you, and sometimes we won't address everything on the episode, so we want to extend the conversation online. So do, even if it's, you know, you think it's something nice, but let's chat and have a discussion about it. We're open to any sort of feedback. Audacious Tony, we've got Miss Lelo B, and we've got Gary _ M.
We still don't know why she has the underscore.
Guys, because
I mean,
I told y'all that someone else had the name.
Exactly. But guys, thank you so much.
Bye guys.
Bye.
Enjoy your week. Bye.